This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he does not support some changes to state pensions that unions are asking for. My colleague Alex Degman reports state pension benefits have to be at least as good as Social Security. Right now, Tier 2 benefits are not. One proposal to address making the plans compliant would cost roughly $5 billion over the next 20 years. A legislative analysis found another, backed by unions, could cost an extra $30 billion over that same time because of increased benefits. Pritzker says lawmakers should not be focused on pension sweeteners right now.
To me, those are two categories of things. They're really not the same topic, if you ask me. So one is a requirement. If we don't fix our system to meet that Social Security minimum, it will cost taxpayers in Illinois far more than it should.
Pritzker says he won't sign a pension fix that is credit negative. The head of Illinois' largest university system says he no longer uses the term DEI because he doesn't know what it means anymore. Tim Killeen heads the University of Illinois system. It has campuses in Chicago, Springfield, and Urbana-Champaign. At a forum in Chicago today, Killeen was asked how his administration was responding to President Trump's threats of funding cuts to schools that pursue diversity, equity, and inclusion.
When you say you ask what the stand is, we will adapt and be responsive to the administration and the agencies that support us in ways that make sense.
Killeen says the schools will not give an inch on their commitment to students and staff, and he says the university system is committed to fairness and not leaving communities behind. The Chicago Housing Authority is offering scholarships for students who live in public housing. My colleague Esther Yoon-Ji Kang reports applications are now open for CHA residents who are high school seniors or college undergrads with at least a 2.0 GPA. They must plan to attend an accredited 2 or 4-year college in the fall. The $2,000 awards are based on academic merit, community involvement, and an essay. CHA says it's offering 160 scholarships. Applications will close in the middle of May. The Housing Authority has been running the scholarship program since 2012. And when the Chicago Cubs missed the playoffs last season, many fingers were pointed toward the bullpen as a big reason why the team fell short. Cubs president Jed Hoyer is putting a focus on improving the team's crew of relief pitchers in the offseason. The player at the center of all this movement is Ryan Pressly, and the Cubs traded for him earlier this week. The former Houston Astros closer says he's looking to take on a leadership role in the Cubs bullpen.
I feel like I can give a little bit of insight on having a longevity of a career and being able to take care of yourself. I know it's a very young group down there, and I'm excited to work with all these guys because, you know, I see a lot of talent in that bullpen and a lot of guys that have a lot of explosive stuff that can really contribute to us winning.
Cubs also have acquired relievers Matt Festa and Colin Ray in the offseason. They'll join the Cubs' other pitchers and the catchers at spring training on February 9th. An overcast afternoon, some showers coming late this afternoon, a high in the mid-50s today. Occasional showers tonight with a low in the upper 30s. And then Friday, some heavy showers expected along with a few thunderstorms. Temperature falling to the mid-30s by late in the day. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.